Hi everyone, I'm Brad Guys.
And I'm Adam Pringer.
And we are Fanboys.
I'm doing pretty good.
Cool. So, what has it been, like 2 weeks since we recorded last time?
That's about that.
Yes. Cool. So I'm guessing you got some gaming done during those 2 weeks?
Yeah. Some. Not really a lot. But I did play some old classics. I played Mario Kart with some people that I've never played Mario Kart with before.
Mario Kart
Wii.
Okay.
I was using the wheel.
Oh, really?
For most of the time, which is I was just doing it to fit in with everybody else. And
follower.
Yeah, and it was really cool, like playing with people that I didn't really expect to be like. I wouldn't consider them gamers.
Okay.
And we were all having a good time and. Just so shows you. I was thinking while we were playing, like this is why Nintendo focuses on local multiplayer.
Yeah, because when you can get the people together, it's usually a real a lot of fun, like Smash and
yeah, exactly,
and stuff like that. All those 4-player games are pretty great.
And when I first got to the place I was at, one of the people, they were playing Mario Galaxy, so I just grabbed a remote and started helping.
Did girlfriend mode?
Girlfriend mode, or in my case, friend mode. I don't call that girlfriend mode. I call that parent helping their kid play the game mode.
So were you playing Galaxy 1 or 2?
It was the first one.
Okay. Yeah, I've never done co-op in Galaxy 2. I don't even know if it's any different.
There's a little bit. It's about the same. It's a little bit more involved. I think you can do a little bit more.
Okay.
But, I was just doing that because I really like Mario Galaxy, and I wanted to do something. And so I was helping collect star bits.
And holding the boulders steady and stopping the enemies and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, in those 2 weeks, I really didn't play anything.
Well, I played a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about it.
I bought a bunch of games this weekend in particular, but I played a bunch of stuff over the last couple of weeks. Let's see. Well, we can start with 3DS. I picked up Dead or Alive when it came out. I had to go to a couple stores to find it. Actually, the only place I was carrying it, physically, was GameStop in my area. None of the big chain stores had it. My local game store also hadn't ordered it. As of this point, they still have not ordered it, which makes me think they're never going to order it. So, it's great. If you play Dead or Alive 4 at all, I think that came out like maybe 5 years ago at this point. It's basically a port of that with some extras added on. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just go ahead.
Yeah, things that I like about it as far as like 3DS, features. It's got kind of the street battle thing, just like Street Fighter. But what it does is it actually sends an S-class version of the character that you use the most. And they're really hard to fight. And you actually go and you actually get to fight them. And you get battle points, just like in Street Fighter. But even when you fight those things, you get battle points. So you, instead of just getting points that you use to buy things with, you're actually improving your stats, you know, your online stats. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's a nice twist on what Street Fighter started.
Mm-hmm.
The online works well. My only complaint about it would be that there's no rematch option. Unless you're playing, like, local. If you're online multiplayer, you fight once, and that's it. It kicks you out, and you have to go find another fight, which sometimes actually takes a good amount of time. So I don't know how many people actually picked up this game so far. But I haven't had any trouble finding a fight, but it sometimes it can take a little while.
It might be due to the fact that you had a hard time finding the game in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. I'm actually surprised about that. I mean, it's quality. All the videos are cool. It's got a new... It's got a campaign mode, but it's not really just going through and seeing a story and then you fight a bunch of guys. It's actually teaching you how to play the game you play through it. Because this fighter can be simple because it's only basically a three-button fighter as far as like doing standard attacks. But then there's counters involved where you press, like, I think it's Y, back and Y. That'll do like a medium counter or down, back, and Y, or up, back, and Y, you know, high, low, medium. And depending on their kick, it basically puts you into a grapple move where you counter their kick automatically and you know, you'll do like a crazy throw or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So it makes it so you don't have to know every single move on a person. You could actually be a good defensive player and just do straight counters and win, which... That's good and bad. I feel like it upsets the balance of the game a little bit, but once you start playing a lot, you learn to recognize when people are trying to counter you, and you know you can exploit it. So far I like it. I don't like it as much as Street Fighter, but it's a good fighter, and it works well.
Well, that's good.
Let's see here. I picked up this weekend. I picked up Light Tracks. Art Style Light Tracks, and I picked up Art Style Road of Zoe, which I'm like super late to the party on. And
yeah, I didn't get Light Tracks though.
I actually like Light Tracks better than Light Tracks might be my new favorite Art Style game on Wii.
Oh, really? Beating out what was
Roto Hex? It probably doesn't beat Roto Hex, but it's right up there. It's really fun. It's tough in the beginning because you don't. There's a little training thing, and there's some videos you can watch, but it still doesn't really explain it until you play it a bunch and grasp, you know, what you're doing. It's kind of tough. And once it clicks for you, it's really fun, and it's very strategic. You know, you have to save your boosts and stuff like that so you can beat all the other racers. And I don't know, it's a really cool, you know, little art style game. I don't know how the GBA version was, but they did add kind of a three-dimensional version in it as well, where you're kind of racing on a freeway to get to the new area. And I don't know if that's just Wii-centric or if it was on both systems, but it's pretty cool too. So for $6, it's a great game. And we've talked about Road of Zoa before. I pretty much agree with everything you said about it. It's fun. It's cool. It's got a bunch of different modes in it. The art's really cool in it. So.
Did you try the snake mode?
Yes. I actually probably like that one the best, Adam.
I think I do too, actually.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. You gather by, you know, hitting them with your tail, and then you can get those little knuckles that basically cluster a bunch into one. So you'll have like 15 of these huge balls, and you'll have like a ton of the little balls coming off of it. At one point, my tail was so long, I was trying to do the power move, and it was covering the whole screen, and I just kept hitting enemies and losing it, so... It's definitely tricky. You have to really be careful and, you know, get those knuckles as soon as you can. Let's see. Also, last weekend I bought a game called Tomina Spanner.
Oh, yeah. I have that one.
That game is hilarious. It's like what is it? A Bit Trip. What am I trying to say?
Runner.
A runner. Yeah, it's like Bit Trip Runner, but a million times goofier and more simplistic. You're basically just timing a button press to when you approach an enemy or an obstacle, you time in depending on how close you think, like Donkey Kong, you know, Jungle or Jungle Beat. It's just like that. It's like you have to hit it perfect, you'll get a great, and you can chain combo into that, and it's really goofy. Like one of the things, I was in space, and every time I would come up to an astronaut, I would moonwalk past them, and just weird stuff like that. So how did you feel about that game, Adam?
Well, considering I purchased the game way before you, and the day it came out, I like it.
I didn't even know about it, Adam. Honestly, I don't even remember us talking about it.
I know I mentioned it at some point in our podcast. I don't remember exactly how I was keeping track of it, but it was based on some Japanese cell phone games that were basically like the different levels from the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a ton of levels. I noticed that.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool. It's kind of like a mix between Muscle March and its goofiness and mm-hmm. Bit Trip Runner.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Have you placed on the leaderboards at all?
I did whenever I first got it, but that's because I was one of like 30 people who had it at the time.
Yeah, I started working on like one level, and I got down to like 120 out of, I think, like 1,700. So I don't think that many people bought it.
I'll have to go and check my scores because there's a couple levels I did really good on.
That's cool. Yeah, I like the fact that if you actually work at this game and start remembering certain points, you can get a pretty good score. And it's got that weird little music game at the end, which is also like Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, but way more simplistic. And that you can get a good bonus on that as well, and you can really boost yourself up.
Oh yeah, so, that's where it's at.
For sure. Let's see. All right,
anything else? Biaholic?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about all the stuff that happened in the last few days, so I won't get into like the store games I bought, but I did buy Mighty Milky Way finally.
Yeah? I bought it too, but I haven't played it yet.
I played a little bit yesterday, and I was playing some before we started. I really like it, and I actually wrote down here that it might be my favorite way forward DSi game now. Because I'm not huge on, you're going to have to help me, Adam. What was the first one? Mighty Flip Champs?
Mighty Flip Champs.
I like that game, but there's certain things I don't. And I really like Shantae a lot, but this game's really cool. The art style's cool, and the music's really cool. And I like the character. She's pretty cute. And she like, talks in French and stuff, which is, I don't know, it's strange. When I looked at the game, like in videos and stuff, I didn't realize she was going to be like a French alien. And the music is in French, and it's a weird angle that WayForward took on it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the art in between beating each level is really awesome. You're going to love it. The art is really cool that they have. So, you want me to get into the controls a little bit, or you want to just save that for some other time?
We can talk about it briefly, that people have an idea of...
I got you. I mean, you start off on a planet, and you can only go one direction. You can't control how she moves across the planet, like which direction she goes, but you can control the speed in which she walks. So, sometimes there will be enemies walking around, and you have to adjust your speed so you walk right along with them, so you don't get hit. The goal of the game is to bounce around from planet to planet and get to like a black hole basically, and that's the gate. And you do this by walking until you have the appropriate angle to jump towards the next planet, and you tap on the planet. And if depending on the size of the planet, you'll either just jump right off of it, or you'll jump off it and if it's really small, it'll immediately break apart. Or if it's big, it actually takes you a couple jumps to get off it because the gravity's so strong on it. And that also comes into play later, depending on the angle that you approach the planet. Sometimes you'll land on it perfectly. Other times you'll whip right around it. Think Mario Galaxy, when you could start like if you did like the long jump off a small planet. It's the exact same thing, but in 2D.
You played Orbital, right?
It's a lot like that as well. The gravity feels pretty similar.
All right, cool.
And other things come into play, like there's borders, and usually they're electrified, but there'll be certain little chunks of it that are like spongy, so you can do like ricochet bounces off of it. And I've only gotten through the first level. I'm assuming there's going to be more gameplay mechanics, but so far what I've played I really like a lot, and the first level had a ton of sections to it, so I'm guessing there's a lot of gameplay here.
That's good, and it's only $8. So.
Yeah, I think all their games are $8 from what I could tell.
Shantae is like 12.
Oh, you know what? You're right, Adam. That's right. So,
which makes it a perfect counterpart to that game. You can get them both with a $20 card.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I'm happy I bought all three of them. I would say Mighty Flip Chance is my least favorite, but it's a great... It, It's a great game. It's just, there's something about it that doesn't speak to me all the time. I guess I have to be in the mood to play that style of puzzler.
Okay. So, I actually like it more than Shantae, so there you go.
Yeah, well, you were, it took you a while to even like Shantae, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But
it's not as good as Monster Tale, in my opinion.
I agree with you on that.
But, I mean, it's also not a retail game, so.
Exactly. I definitely agree with you on that, though. But I really like Monster Tale, so it's tough to compete against it.
Yeah.
So, besides that, I played an oldie but a goodie. I actually popped Red Steel 2 in again on Sunday. And I went on GameFAQs, and I got a bunch of the unlockable weapons, and I was messing around with that.
Are they, like, different, like, noticeably?
The pistol's a little more powerful than what I was using. The swords seem to be about the same.
But nothing that's changing gameplay.
No, just maybe a little bit stronger.
Okay.
So, honestly, I just wanted an excuse to play it again. I was just jonesing for it.
And okay.
I don't know if I'll keep playing it. I was just kind of messing around. But that's a really great game. And if any of our listeners still haven't played that, I mean, they really should. It's $20 right now at Walmart on the clearance rack.
And if you want to know what plain Skyward Sword is going to be sort of like.
Yep, I agree. And I'm talking $20 with Wii Motion Plus in it.
Yeah, it's a really good deal.
Yeah, it's strong. So, anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about everything that's been going on this week. E3, the 3DS update. I mean, there's a ton to get into. So, we'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back. And I figure we should get into 3DS first, Adam.
That sounds good.
Yeah, cool. Since it came in order and all.
Exactly.
And we're talking weird because we had technical difficulties, so we're kind of doing this part again. But anyway, let's talk about the update, man.
I completely agree.
So you actually probably updated technically the same time, but I think you were more coherent.
Exact same time, but technically under Nintendo's, it'll be available evening of the 6th. It was still the 6th when I did it, so.
Right, and it was after for me. It was definitely the 7th. So
what are you going to do?
Yep, I hear you. So, what do you think about, what do you think about the store, I guess, we could start off with?
The store, I like the store. It's a bit easier to navigate than either one of the previous stores.
Yeah, agreed. On both systems.
There's a lot more going on. I like that you can see it's loading more games at once.
It's pushing new games to the front.
Oh yeah, it's got like things where it's showing you what popular searches there are. What popular games are getting downloaded.
Yeah, there's a tic-tac. How do you say that? Like a
ticker?
Yeah, like a ticker bar at the bottom. It's like stock ticker. It's like the same kind of thing. And it's pretty cool because you can actually click the little bubbles that have the words on them. It'll take you right to it.
Oh, I didn't even try that.
Yeah, I mean, and you can actually grab it and scroll it back. So if you saw something go away, or, you know, pass by and you're like, oh, what was that? You can grab it and scroll it back and then click it.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
And I also enjoy that there's a search bar, like just right there. It's always up yeah. and ready to go, and it's quick. And I also like that it seems like every game on there, all the videos are, you just click the game and then click it within its menu instead of purchase, and it just shows a video for it. That yeah. is seamless and looks really good on the screen. I mean, so far all the videos I've watched don't look pixelated like YouTube quality. They look good. They're like high quality.
The videos are good. They always have screenshots in the more information section. And I've noticed, I looked at like Samurai Warriors, for instance, a game that I can't push enough, I guess, apparently. But I was looking at the screenshots for it, and it gives you know, a good idea what like the menu looks like on the game and what the game looks like. Mm-hmm. Roughly, but it's not as high quality as the actual game is. So, when you're looking at your screenshots, just keep in mind that it's not going to be exactly indicative of what the game will really look like when you're playing.
Yeah, and they're downscaled too because they're smaller. They do that like fadeaway thing where they flip through the different, the different screenshots, which I actually think is a pretty mm-hmm. cool effect.
Yeah, but the videos when you watch those look great.
Yeah, they're perfect. They load right up, and my network sucks. If it's loading quickly for mine, then it must be flying for everybody else's.
Yeah. Have you downloaded any of the videos? Because there are some videos you can just watch from
yes.
the store.
So, and that plays into E3 a little. I downloaded all the E3 preview videos, which are all in 3D,
okay.
and they took a little while to download. They're like 200 blocks or something each. But they look great, and the 3D looks really good. It's cool. You know, everything you watch are like, oh, we wish we could show you in 3D. Well, it's nice that we can, and it's all right there, and it's quick.
Mm-hmm. And then I downloaded Mario Land because I've never played it before.
I did as well.
I only played the second one, which I do like better. This one's more like a light version of Mario 1, and that whereas like 2 is more like almost like Mario 3 or Mario World.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Mario Land gets pretty crazy as you go through it. The first level is very, very simple and vanilla, but eventually
now,
you start getting some real. I don't want to spoil it for you. I'm actually surprised. I keep forgetting you weren't really into the Game Boy. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and I really only played Mario Land 2 on a Super Game Boy.
Right. Yeah, they're very different games. It was a big leap when they made Mario Land 2. I remember when I was a kid. I mean, they have, like you said, there's a lot of elements from all the other games on the consoles, and the sprites are a lot bigger, and they really pushed the tech with that game.
As far as the emulation, you can have it be like expanded with like a blur effect. I wish you could expand it and keep it more rigid, honestly, but that looks okay. And then you can also like hold select when you open up the game, and it'll bring up like a what looks like a Game Boy,
right.
And like the screen is recessed a little bit, so it looks like you're playing it on a Game
Boy.
And
it's got the power light on there, which apparently functions like it'll dim and everything like the real Game
Boy.
And you can hold
really
start as well. Not that really matters.
Can you adjust the contrast at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that switches on the 3DS. That knob.
Yeah, I don't know if they had like a virtual one or something.
I heard you were going to be able to change if you wanted it black and white or the green.
You can.
I have not done that yet.
If you hold R, I think it's either R and L or R or L. And Y, and press Y, it'll switch it from black and white to the green.
Okay. But, so that's, I actually tried holding R the first time, and I was surprised the camera didn't come right up, so it probably is one of those buttons.
Yeah. The only thing I'm a little upset about as far as the emulation, because it's really cool, especially like the effect, the 3D effect that it's subtle, but it's really nice, is that if you were playing that game on a Game Boy Advance SP, you could actually change the color scheme of the game.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of different presets.
Right.
And I was kind of expecting that to be there because that's something that has existed in the past.
And a lot, it's existed for a long time, ever since like the Super Game Boy.
Yeah, so I was kind of expecting it, but it's not a deal breaker for me, especially when like I guess any game that has the color feature in the programming will likely have, like, you know, the colored version. So I would assume if they happen to put Pokemon on there, which I doubt they would, it would be the colored version of Pokemon.
Right. Yeah, I would think so.
And then probably, I don't know if they'll be able to give you more than just the two options of, you know, black and white or green, but, you know, maybe Pokemon will have more than just those two. I don't know.
And it's nice that they're only $4, and all, like, seems like the third party games are all going to be $3, so that's cool too.
Yeah, and there's a save
right,
function.
Right, that's what I was going to bring up. That's my favorite part of it, that there's save states.
Yeah, not only can you just suspend it without using that, but you can actually make a save state.
Right, it actually takes a snapshot of the screen and puts it so you know exactly where you're at when you go to turn it back on. It's really slick, and it's quick, and, you know, it saves it right away, and you're ready to go, and you just hit the home key, and you can go do something else. So I think...
Yeah, and you can...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I like the fact that it's going to be able to give you the option to replay a level. You can save, play a level, and if you didn't do quite as good as you'd like to, you can go back to your old save.
Yep.
And try it again, which is nice.
And plus, it helps because most Game Boy games aren't going to have any kind of save function. So,
yeah.
If you want to, you know, we want to be able to go into these games, play them quick, and go back out again. So it's nice to have a save state. It's kind of cheating, but I'm over that.
Yeah.
I barely have enough time to play the games I have, and I'm going back to play old games. I want to be able to just go jump in, you know, for 5-10 minutes at a time. So, you didn't get Link's Awakening, did you, Adam?
I will, but I have not gotten it yet because I want to play the extra dungeon that's in the DX version that I never got,
which is why I bought it as well. I own an original Game Boy card of it, but I never played DX. I pretty much bought it, though, just because I know at some point I will want to play it, but I've got so much new stuff right now, I doubt I'll play it in the near future. But I did want to bring up that it's there, and that one is $6.
And that was added the next day, right?
It was added, yeah, the very next day. After Miyamoto spoke about it, it was probably up.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Game Boy Color $6 price point?
I would like it to be less. Mm-hmm. I mean, being able to spend my money on more games would be nice. I'm not really that bothered by it. I've spent that kind of money on less enjoyable things. So, sure, it's higher than I was expecting it to be, but it really doesn't. It's just going to be, you know, something that I'm going to have to take into consideration on games that I'm going to buy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think about how much I spent on actual carts for these games, and if I had just bought these, I would have saved a lot of money. So even at $6, it's still a pretty good price. If they're going to bring out what I think they're going to bring out, a lot of these games are still like $15-16 on eBay, and then you're paying shipping and everything. So to get a nice digital copy with save states built into it, I think $6 is pretty good. If they would have went a little bit higher, I would have probably second guessed buying Link's Awakening again.
Yeah,
so, $6 seems like the sweet spot.
And it'll be interesting to see what the Game Gear games are and some of the other systems.
And if they put Virtual Boy up, what that might cost.
Oh man, $100 for.
Yeah, I'll probably pay whatever. I don't even care. Just put them up.
but. It's not bad.
So, I guess we can stick within the last thing I probably want to talk about is Excitebike, which was free.
Yes, I downloaded it and I have not tried it.
Oh man, I really wanted to talk to you. It's pretty awesome what they. I don't know if you remember from some other shows. I was down on this whole add 3D to NES games thing. I'm taking that back.
Well, they never said just NES. Also,
right. I hear you.
They could. Just want to point that out. But, yeah, okay, so you've changed your mind?
This game has single-handedly changed my mind, just with the way they have not done 3D effects in any other games the way they've done it in this one. So, if you keep it in 2D, you're playing Excitebike NES. It's the game straight up. Nothing looks different. As you start to turn 3D on, it starts, besides turning 3D, the actual stadium starts expanding until you can see the full stadium after you... Do you know what I'm saying? Besides it turning into three, it's moving back, but it's actually expanding out as well. The screen gets bigger and shows a ton more. And then okay. you see all, then there's like, there's light fixtures that are holding the stop and go lights at the finish line that you didn't see. And you see all the stands behind you. It's a really cool effect, Adam. It's hard to really explain it. You kind of have to just check it out.
All right. That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
And it's free. I mean,
Was it only free the first day?
That I'm unaware of.
I think it was. I'm not entirely sure of that.
It was free for us, so I'm happy.
Yeah, who cares? What about you? Forget you losers.
So, I guess that's pretty much it for the store. I mean,
Not quite. Pokemon?
Pokedex? Yeah, I didn't play that yet. I downloaded it.
It looks really nice. Like, when you look at the Pokemon, you can adjust the backgrounds, which change the lighting effect that is on the Pokemon. So you're getting, like, real-time lighting.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And you can, like, I'm not sure how they're giving out, like, the small group of Pokemon that you start with.
I think it's random, from what they said.
Well, I have the same ones as everybody I work with.
Okay.
But one of us got an update today. There was a spot pass that gave him two additional Pokemon that he was able to send to me through the game. So you have to do it manually, so there's no like street pass in it. But it's still like cool to like try and collect all the Pokemon within the Pokedex, which is an interesting thing to do. And right now, I think it's just the Unova region Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And they may add like a national Pokedex to it at a cost.
I think they said there was going to be like those different codes, like maybe like up in New York and stuff, I'm assuming.
They're almost like I didn't hear about that, but there's almost like a QR code.
Right. Yeah, they said they're going to have those all over the place that you can scan, and that'll help you finish your collection besides actually trading with people.
And so I guess not only can you collect other Pokemon from those, but you can actually use those as AR cards.
Right. Yeah.
And I hear that if you put two of them together, they like will battle each other.
Oh, wow. That I didn't hear. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, it looks much better the way that they move and stuff than like Battle Revolution for the Wii.
Right.
Now it's also not really doing as much, but it still looks really nice.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that out tonight. I had so much stuff to play. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
All right. Sounds
now,
good.
Do you I did have a. If you have Pokemon Black or White in your 3DS as you're doing it, does that do anything for you?
I haven't tried.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to make sure I pop that in as I'm doing it. So cool. I'd say overall, I really like the store. I don't have any complaints with how it functions, or I don't have any complaints with the store itself at all. Quite frankly. All
right. Yeah. But that's not all the update was.
Well, of course not.
They also have the browser, which, did you mess with that
at
all? All right. It works a lot better than the DSi one.
Yeah, it's quicker and smoother, for sure.
I would even venture to say that it works better than the Wii version, other than the lack of Flash.
Agreed.
Which could always get added, I suppose.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does work better than both of those versions. The Wii one's pretty good, though.
Yeah, and I linked a website that Tiny Cartridge had talked about quite a bit, 3dporch.com, right, on our blog, where you can actually download pictures directly from that site, which I've done, and you can view them and stuff. So that's I'm going to try and look for some cool 3D sites. I know that there's a couple listed just from a link on the browser when you first get it. But I'm going to try and find some cool 3D sites and post them up on our blog.
Well, that'll be a cool 3D site, wearefanboys.com, because I'm definitely going to start putting 3D images up.
Do you know if WordPress
will allow it?
Yeah.
That I don't, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
I mean, I really hope they can. I'd like it if people could start going to our site on their 3DSs. I think it'd be pretty cool.
I mean, it's a pretty standard, like, file that is becoming the 3D image of choice. So I would assume that if it doesn't support it now, it will shortly.
Cool. All right. So if
with 3D phones and this coming out
if
now,
you can't do it now. It'll definitely be something we start looking into in the future because I think it could be really cool.
I'll make the whole site in 3D if
for sure, man. That'd be awesome.
That's pretty much the other than the actual transferring
That's the thing we need to get into. I was going to say, there's one more thing we need to talk about.
Do you want to talk about that?
I have some negative things about it.
Unfortunately. So do I, but...
I'll say as far as the transfer... I read your article, which was really good, and I agree with everything you said. Once you get it going, it's, you know, you're chilling. It doesn't take that long. It does it pretty quickly. I don't like the fact that we lose our saves, but I knew about that coming in. So if you transfer your stuff from your DSi to your 3DS, you lose all your saves, which I'm not surprised about because from what I could tell, they're not really transferring anything. They're just transferring the rights.
Yeah, I think they're exactly. That's what I assumed. It was the reason it loses the saves.
The thing that really, really made me angry though was the fact that I still can't put all my games on my DSi.
You can't.
No, I can't. I blew my memory out in 2 seconds. And I can't. And it won't read them off the SD card. Everything you download for the 3DS now will read off the SD card. But anything DSi still has to be on the system or won't be on your menu. And I don't know. I don't understand why they did that.
They had enough complaints for the Wii that you would think they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, wouldn't even have thought of doing it. I mean, I have over 14,000 blocks left on my SD card. I've got tons and tons of room, but I just can't use it for my DSi games.
I have a question about all your games.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any channels left in your menu? Did it fill that? I wonder.
Oh, wait, no, I've got tons of space left. I've actually got it down to almost the smallest thing now, just so I can have a full... I can see all the games that I can fit on there. But I still have space to fill. If it would let me, if I had the memory to fill it up, I probably could fill up a good... I think I had 40 games, so... Not including the ones they wouldn't let me transfer, and then I have a couple on, you know, my XL.
But it did transfer the rights to those over?
Yes, except for... If you look at my poor DSi now, there's only one game left on it, and that's Earthworm Jim. It's all by itself, like in the middle of nowhere.
We can play it on there.
Yeah, I'm not too sad about it. It's not that big of a deal. I lost my save file on it anyway, so, you know, what's the difference at this point? But that's my only complaint. I'm happy that I have them all on one system like I wanted. I just thought it would be really cool if I could put all my, you know, I'd have a ton of different stuff on my DSi now if I could do that. But you can always go and download them again, just like the other thing. And it's actually a little slicker when you download it. It just takes you, you just go into your purchase history and it just gives you little bars to say re-download. So it's a little less cumbersome, but still, once you download a file, it kicks you out of it and you have to go all the way back into it again. So it's not that easy. I can't just run down the list and download what I want.
Yeah, it'd be cool if you could set up a queue or almost.
Or like a checklist, you know, checkpoints. You could check off the ones you want, download them all, ready to go. I mean, that's how many things function. I don't know. It seems like there's a little bit of laziness involved in it, but in the end, we still got to keep all of our games. So.
Yeah, very true.
So I guess that's pretty much it for the DSi update so far.
Yeah. Do you want to take a break now and fill in some music, or do you want to just keep going?
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, we'll dive into E3. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go ahead and dive into E3, Adam. Got quite a bit to get into.
Okay. Have you watched the whole Nintendo press conference?
Twice.
Okay. I have not seen anything but screenshots of it, so you're really going to have to walk me through this, and I'll just add my excellent commentary to it.
Okay. I could probably take us through point by point. My memory kind of sucks, but I'll give it a shot. All right, so it opened up with a full orchestra playing Zelda music with a montage of all the Zelda games that have come out over the years playing in the background behind. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. You probably didn't even hear any of the music, did you, Adam?
Some of it. I watched, because I couldn't get the Nintendo.com to work. Mm-hmm. For any of the E3 information, I went to Nintendo.co.jp and watched a video that happened to be all in English.
Okay.
And it showed a clip of it. So I did see some of the video they were showing, and I get to listen to some of the music,
which was really cool. It was awesome hearing all that stuff with the full orchestra, and they're really good, and they're really good for a reason, you know, they discuss later. But then Miyamoto comes out, and the guy from Treehouse, I apologize, I never remember his name.
Bill Trinan.
Exactly. Yep. He was out there translating for Miyamoto, even though he speaks perfect English, and it's all a farce.
And it's not perfect. I mean, he's not nearly as good as Iwata.
He's pretty good, man, and he obviously understands what Bill's saying, since he replies with yes a lot. So I don't know. I just wish he would once just give it a shot.
I don't. I'm not going to complain if Bill's on there, because I think he's a pretty cool dude.
I like him as well. But anyway, Miyamoto discussed how it's the 25th anniversary of Zelda, and they had a really cool all red emblem for it that they flashed on the big screen behind him. And then he went through their plans to honor the 25th anniversary by making one Zelda game for each platform. So, you know, we're getting Ocarina of Time 3D. That's going to be for the 3DS. And then he announced that they're making a Four Swords for the DSi. That's going to be free.
Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's being made or being ported, I don't know.
I'm cool with either. I just hope it's not the one that comes with
Link to the Past. Yeah, me too.
I hope it's, if they port the GameCube one onto the DSi with full multiplayer, I don't think it's going to go online, but still, you can get together with everybody that has DSIs and play. That would be really cool.
Uh-huh.
And then, Skyward Sword's going to be the Wii game, of course. So they went in, they discussed that a bit, and then he discussed how, to honor the 25th anniversary, that orchestra that's playing is actually going to play shows around the world, and they're going to release a couple CDs to coincide with Skyward Sword of the orchestra playing the music they're playing, and then they're going to have a soundtrack, I believe, for Skyward Sword as well.
Yeah, and I also heard from someone that I work with that you'll be able to get the Ocarina of Time soundtrack by registering the game.
Oh, that's what the other... I apologize. It wasn't Skyward Sword soundtrack.
Okay.
It was the Ocarina of Time one.
And all right.
It's going to be the first lucky... Like, they didn't actually give you a number, but they said the first people to register will get will get the soundtrack for free. So.
Oh, cool.
And then they actually had the orchestra play a bunch of like Zelda sounds. Like if you discover an item in a chest, or the fairy music that you hear when you go mm-hmm. into like a little... And it was really cool up until they completely messed up. Miyamoto said, let's do the find the item again. And then they started playing... Half the orchestra was playing the fairy music, and the other half the orchestra was playing the dun-dun-dun-dun when you find an item. So
neither one of them are playing the right song?
Exactly, and it was pretty comical. And then all of a sudden, they just kind of snapped into gear, and they got it right, and everyone was excited. Miyamoto was pretending like he pulled something out. He's holding it over his head and jumping around in his 80s suit with jeans on.
His suit was pretty cool.
He dresses like he's trapped back in the day, man. I don't understand. There's just things about him I don't get.
He's charming.
Yes, he is, but he dresses like... He dresses like he's trapped in the past. He looks like Marty McFly up there on stage.
that's nothing wrong with that. But the future's awesome.
So then we move on. Miyamoto rolls out, and then Iwata comes out. And he starts discussing... If I remember my timeline, he runs through the 3DS games next.
Okay.
And they show like a little teaser video of it, and then they actually they show a teaser video where the screen is changing, and it's just showing like little vignettes, not of the game, but like it shows a room, and then, you know, like for Luigi's Mansion 2, which was announced, he ran out and he was kind of messing around with a ghost, and they sucked him up with his vacuum machine, and then like it flipped to Kid Icarus, and he was running around in a level where like the whole room was rotating, and he was going around fighting guys, and they showed and then for Kid Icarus, they actually showed some kind of AR card battle system that they're going to have, where people were like kind of like what you were saying about Pokemon, where they were lining two cards together and they were fighting each other.
Huh.
So that looked pretty interesting. They still announced that the game's not going to be until late this year, so that was depressing, but what are you going to do? And they showed a video from Mario Kart, which I got really excited for, surprisingly, since I haven't been into Mario Kart for a little while now, because at one point he hits a jump and a hang glider pops out of his cart. And I actually put a story up on our site about that, because I was so excited about it when I watched it last night. I think that's really cool. And I think it has the potential to change the way you race in a lot of levels, especially ones with a lot of jumps.
Yeah, it does. And there's also like going underwater.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool too. It still kind of looked like you were just racing. Like, there's that one underwater level in Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah, my only concern is that changing the dynamic of how you race enough to where old levels won't work on it.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was weird because the propeller pops out and the wheels stop moving. So does the steering feel different?
I think it's just looser. It looked like it looked like your typical, you're underwater, so you have less control, kind of.
Right. So I guess the hang glider, is that kind of like Excitebots?
Kind of, actually.
So they're taking a few pages off of that game. So that's cool. It looks like it's going to be fun. The graphics look great. The 3D looks really good.
Yeah, and you can customize the carts to some extent.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. And then they showed the new Mario 3DS game that's going to be coming out, and it looks great. It looks really fun. Like, just like he said, it looks like a blend of 64 and, did he say 64 and Galaxy put together, basically?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some aspects of like Mario 3 in it too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, he's got the Kabuki suit on, so, which looked awesome. He kind of does things a little different. He kind of does a Yoshi / Luigi leg waggle as he's flapping his tail to hover, but it looks really cool and it seems to control well.
Mm-hmm.
From what I could tell, I mean, everything, the way that they were playing on the videos they were showing, its movement was fluid, and you know, I didn't see him making any weird mistakes, but that's just a video they put together, so they can make it look however they want.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just agreeing with you.
I got you. Let's see. They might have shown Ocarina as well during this, but I don't think so. They might have gotten into that earlier when they were showing off, when they were talking about that, and they were talking about Skyward Sword and everything during the... I'm sorry. Let's go back a little bit. They announced the date for Skyward Sword finally.
Did they?
They said like holiday season or whatever.
It's not a date.
Yeah, it's close. At least we know it is for sure going to come out at the end of the year. I'll take that. Until now, we didn't know when it was going to come out. So,
yeah,
it's a rough idea. I understand. It's not a literal date, but it gives me a rough idea. I'm guessing probably November, early December.
Yeah, that sounds about like a good time to put it out, I suppose.
So, I don't know. Am I forgetting any first party 3DS titles? Oh, they showed Paper Mario as well.
No, they showed Paper Mario. I'm sure. I don't know if they showed it at the.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't. You're right. It wasn't in that little clip thing. But they put the preview video up for it on the 3DS. And everybody's telling me it's not like Super Paper Mario. It looks a lot like Super Paper Mario to me.
Does not at all.
With a mishmash of the older games as well.
It looks so much like Thousand Year Door.
Yeah, but I don't remember any platforming like that in Thousand Year Door.
It may have more platforming, but like the way it's 3D and the way he moves.
That's all I want. That's all I wanted was the platforming to stay. So I'm definitely gonna buy this game now. I'm sold on it just from the video.
But there's also Animal Crossing, which me and some other people were making fun of it today.
I have not watched that video yet.
It's really boring. You can swim now, and you can you have more movement that you can do while using the bug net, and you can put stuff on walls now. And that there's also I guess you can live in a tent early on instead of actually having a house.
That's interesting. That's cool. So, you can put stuff on walls.
I really need to see more than the video they showed, because the video they showed was very lame in my opinion.
Yeah, that's not going to sell for me. I mean, I'm already going to buy it either way, but it's not getting me super excited for it. I would like to hear some more features. So if you can like do more building within your town, that'll be a good enough improvement for me.
Also Star Fox.
Right, and the little vignette they showed of that was cool. He came running onto a platform. He did like a front flip into the X-Wing?
R-Wing. Star Wars.
Yeah, you're right. Into the R-Wing. he did like a flip of that and he blasted off and they're like, you know, do a barrel roll and it was cool.
Yeah.
Not going to buy it, but it looked all right.
Yeah, so.
There was one kind of cool feature about it. It's going to show everybody that's playing the game when you're in multiplayer mode, and it's actually going to record what you're doing. So, you know, you'll have kind of like a WarioWare Snapped or whatever that was called for the DS, like kind of like that. It'll show you goofy pictures at the end of all the dumb faces you're making. So that's kind of fun. And you can hear, you know, instead of hearing, meow, 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 you'll hear everybody talking. So it's got kind of a video chat thing going on with it. So that's interesting. I think they could expand on that in the future, you know, with other titles and that maybe make that more of an online thing. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty much it for the 3DS.
It was. There's some other stuff. There's I'm looking at the Japanese website right now, and they have on here also Mario & Sonic at the London Games.
Which, right.
Whatever. A game called The Rolling Western, where you play as like a cowboy armadillo. And I was heard it had some tower defense kind of gameplay in it. And then something else that looks like it might be Japanese only, which is called Picture Lives, which involves like drawing stuff, it looks like.
Okay.
Like drawing your own character you play as.
Oh, that's cool. Kind of like a Drawn to Life.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know how much of a game it is, but it's definitely stuff where you're drawing things.
Cool. Yeah, they got into the third party stuff late. They actually broke out a separate video for all that stuff, where they showed like Metal Gear and I'm actually blanking on what else they showed. Well, that kind of plays
Capcom's Resident Evil.
I don't think they showed that, Adam. Yeah, they definitely got into Metal Gear a little bit, and then they were talking, you know, they're talking about the new system, and they were showing stuff for that.
So, before we move to that, what do you think of, have you watched the trailer for that, Metal Gear?
Yes, I like the little Easter egg at the end, that was pretty funny. And, I'm gonna get it. I definitely want to play it. I was actually almost thinking about buying it on GameCube, but this looks so good, I'll just wait, and I'll play it on 3DS.
It's not even on GameCube.
It's Snake Eater, isn't it?
Twin Snakes, which is a remake of the first Metal Gear.
Oh, is it? Man, I'm way off base. I thought it was Snake Eater.
No, you should get that one, though. You should get them both.
Okay, I will.
Nice. So, you want to talk about the new system?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and lay it out there.
So my story with this is I was at working and trying to actually do my job and not scour the internet for information and stuff at the time. So I'm getting a couple different people, texting me.
One of them being me.
One of them being you. Two people giving me the exact same phrase. that you did, which is funny to me that it was two separate people that, did that.
Yeah, the funny part was mine wasn't even for the new system. That was for the the Four Swords Zelda, but
go ahead. Okay. And so I've got one of my friends whining about how Nintendo doesn't care about him and they've lost him and he's not going to get it and he's really angry and he hates the controller, and I've got other people telling me what the name is, which is Wii U. And at first I thought, I asked him if he was talking about some kind of Wii University. That was a really lame joke of mine. And because I kind of assumed that that's what he was talking about, all you know, but I didn't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Having people to kind of describe me the controller, it's not very well though. And so, like, I'm sitting there kind of not being all that excited about it. And
tough to explain over text, Adam. I tried desperately.
I would say it's probably pretty difficult just to explain audio-wise as well.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So I finally got to look at it, and the whole build-up, you know, of what it was going to be and like rumors and leaks and stuff. My first and foremost concern was that the controller was going to be too big. And at first, that really came like to me as like, this seems just a bit too ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
But within like the past 10 hours, I guess, I've seen some actual people holding it and playing with it, and that concern has kind of gone away.
It's not that much bigger than an XL, Adam, really.
In the grand scheme of things, no, but like, I don't know, it just seems, it, when you compare it to, like, I don't know, a classic controller.
Yeah, hear you.
Or especially, like, a Wii remote, it just seems a lot larger. But once you look at it and see it being used, and I'm assuming once I actually use it.
Right.
You know, I'm not concerned at all, but, like, I spent an entire 24-hour period, maybe, being really concerned about the thing.
So I'm watching this live on my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Off of game trailers, and I was immediately excited, and all my, I don't know, my disapproval of the idea of this new system went away immediately as soon as mm-hmm. I saw what it could do. And like you said, it's hard to explain what it can do. Man, I don't know. A lot of the rumors were correct. Calling it Stream isn't far off, but it can do so much more than that.
Yeah. It's like... I don't know what to say, but do you want to try and break this down with me?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about the video that they showed. It kind of shows what it can do a little. And the way I look at it, it's kind of, think about if you're looking through a window. If you're putting a window up in front of your TV screen, it basically the touch screen on the controller blends perfectly wherever on your TV. And just adds a whole nother, you know, a whole nother layer of play that you can use. And that's just one thing that it can do. That's probably the most impressive thing, in my opinion. I describe it as, I'm hoping some of our listeners saw Iron Man 2, and in the courtroom scene, when he takes his watch and then he picks the image up off of it and then flicks it onto the TV, it's kind of like that. It's basically... It blends perfectly with the television, and you can do, you know, you can do all kinds of things. Like they'd show a new version of Wii Sports Baseball, and he puts the controller up to where the catcher is on screen, and on the screen or on the controller screen, it shows the actual catcher's mitt, and he's moving it around. He's moving the controller in front of the TV screen around, and it's moving the mitt on the screen. And when you pull it away, it looks exactly the same on the TV that it did on the touchscreen. And then he pitches. And then after they hit the ball, he puts it back up to the TV again, and he's moving it around to actually move the glove and catch the ball. And all this, so it's basically, think about, it's like if you're looking through a window in front of the TV, basically. And it's showing a separate image that isn't part of it. So it's like motion control with visuals mixed in.
Yeah, something that's really kind of weird.
Yeah, oh, it's super weird.
Yeah.
One part of the video, they're playing Wii Golf, and she had the tablet controller on the ground, and it just showed a golf ball laying in sand. Like, if you looked up on the TV, she was actually in the sand trap. And she's standing over with a Wii Motion Plus, and she swings at it like she's swinging a golf club, and you watch the ball, you know, hit the sand kicks up on that screen, and you watch it travel up, and you look on the TV screen, and it's, you know, it's fluid and it's perfect. So, I mean, that's kind of silly. It's just a visual thing, but it's a really cool effect.
Yeah, well, the way I'm looking at it is, and I'm going to take a jab at another gaming company, but it's almost like doing 3D gaming without actually having any kind of 3D display.
Okay.
Because you're actually like having an image move around with you in response to the television.
Right.
Or have like a ball on the ground where, you know, your TV isn't down there.
Yep.
It just like, it's bringing like images and like gameplay to places, to more places in your living room than like the bounce board ever could.
Right.
It's really interesting.
The controller also functions with the bounce board on Wii Fit. You don't even have to have the system on, apparently.
Well, you have to have the system on, I guess, but you're not having to use the television to do it.
And that's kind of where the streaming stuff comes in as well, because you can actually put the TV on, and you could, like, they were playing a new Super Mario Brothers, and then he turned that off and put some baseball game on, and then he just looked at the controller and kept playing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play, I'm guessing it depends on the game, but it seems to be seamless that you can go from controller screen to just TV screen or both, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I imagine like a kid being able to play a game in his room while his parents are watching the news like adults.
Would be really cool. I mean,
yeah,
it's not doing that much for us, you know, because we have all of our own stuff.
Yeah, but there's times when I just kind of want to sit down, and I've, you know, become more of a handheld game player anyway.
Me too. I thought about that I could have a movie or something on in the background and keep playing.
Yeah.
So, exactly. I mean, I think that's really cool, and the screen is beautiful on the tablet. Now, people are like, oh, it's portable. Why don't we just get this instead of the 3DS? It's not, though. You have to have it with the Wii U. You can't take it out of the house.
Yeah. Maybe out of the house if you're, like, on the front porch or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And, you know, who knows what the battery life's going to be on this thing if, you know, we don't know any of that kind of stuff yet, so.
Yeah.
We don't even know if this is going to be the final design of it, but if it was, I like it.
The only thing I would say is I think that they should probably move the headphone jack to the bottom of the controller rather than the top of it.
Okay, I didn't even notice the headphone jack, so.
Yeah, I've looked at it. Like, I'll get into some, like, the technical things of it that I've been really intrigued by. So there's a headphone jack on it, there's also a microphone, and there's speakers on the controller itself. So, essentially, people who want to have, like, a headset and have gone and bought the Headbanger headset that PvP makes for, like, Call of Duty and stuff,
mm-hmm.
You've got a headset right here on the controller. It's got the mic, it's got the speakers. You know, if you want to have, you know, more direct sound into your ears, you can put headphones on. It's on the top of the controller on one side. I think it's, let me look at this image here. It's on the opposite side. No, it's on the same side as the stylus for the system is on.
Okay.
So it's got like almost a looking like a DSi XL stylus. It's got two shoulder buttons. It's got two shoulder buttons, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's got this weird ridge on the back where you can kind of like rest your fingers and have it be kind of like holding itself up almost.
Yeah, it's got like a little platform.
Yeah, and it also will give you like there's some weird like holes in the bottom of it that I can't really look at well that look like they're like for holding it in a specific position.
Maybe that has to do with when you actually mount it on the Wii Zapper.
Yeah, I've heard there's something about a zapper with
which
it.
Was totally cool. It was like Silent Scope, but you were hunting Miis. it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I mean, I'm just thinking about all the cool stuff they can do with that.
It also seems to, it has the two sticks and like the prominent like across from each other position, which is unlike, it's unlike any other controller.
Yeah, I agree with that. They actually look like little 3DS sliders.
Yeah, and they are. They're apparently like bigger and thicker and stuff. But I'm guessing in order to combat any kind of patents that are on the other joysticks, I think Nintendo might be moving to these as their new joysticks.
I like the sliders.
I don't have a problem with, because I think that you get more precise movements with them.
I think they feel good when you're playing. I get less cramp in my finger.
Well, I was thinking about it today. It's a difference between having a pad moving around on a flat surface rather than orbiting around one point. So now when you push up, you're still having like the same angle on that stick. I don't know. It just overall, I think the design is better.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've grown to love the slider on the 3. I find myself using it more and more, where I thought I was going to be more about directional. So I'm actually happy they're just improving on it.
There's also the camera on it.
Is there one or two?
I think there's just one. There's definitely like a whole like black little bar on the top, and I'm not really sure what's going on up there. I can't really tell in the pictures, but I guess there's not really anything else going on up there. I thought maybe there was like sensor bar or something on that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was unsure of that. It looked like there was a little red light in it, at like off to the side. So I wasn't sure what that thing was for.
But they've said that someone in Nintendo said that like facial recognition isn't out of the question.
Hmm.
And then it has like your minus and plus button, and the home button, like the Wii remote.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you took a Wii remote and like stretched it, almost. In some ways.
Yeah, or it looks like you mixed the bottom of the 3DS with a Wii remote.
Yeah, I mean, it looks very Nintendo of this generation.
I really like it a lot, Adam. I think it looks great.
Yeah, so, you know, I was a bit apprehensive about it, but it's grown on me. The possibilities that it can do, I mean, sure, there was tons of possibilities for the Wii, and some of those, I guess, weren't really necessarily achieved, but there's so many cool things like I can already think of. So if like there's people actually developing games for it and taking those into consideration.
Right. And then, so moving on, they show their little video and they show a bunch of that stuff. And then Reggie's out at this point and he's talking about different concepts that they're working on. And then like the different prototypes that they have available so you can try out the controller. And all those were kind of cool, but you know, I know they're not really going to become much of anything. Maybe the space shooter game where it was three players, two people were using Wii modes, and the third player was, they were on a planet with guns, like third-person style, shooting up at the plane, and the person with the actual Wii U controller was the plane shooting down at them. And he had to look through his screen. That was his visual.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of cool, and it's kind of, it just gives you like a little beginning sight to what they can actually do. But then they actually got into third party, and they did their little video. Same thing that they did with the 3DS. They went through a bunch of developers talking about how they think it's awesome. It's going to change gaming. Surprisingly, one of the developers on there was Ken Levine, who's been talking a lot of smack on Wii lately.
You have to refresh me on who that is. Sorry.
BioShock.
BioShock?
Yeah, it's the guy who made BioShock.
Oh, okay. I know who that guy is then.
You know, 2K Boston or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been talking about how he hates motion control, and he talked about how until he used PS or PlayStation Move, he didn't think it'd be a viable gaming plan. And now all of a sudden, I mean, this is like hot on the heels of him saying all this stuff, and then he's in the video talking about how great this new Nintendo system is, and it's just
Good actor.
Yeah, that's possible. But he talked about how there was a whole bunch of stuff he's looking forward to doing on it, and then Ubisoft was on there, and the guy was like, we're definitely putting Assassin's Creed on this when it comes out.
Oh.
And, you know, cool. I'm sure everybody was all jacked for that. And
So what are you thinking about this?
About this hardcore movement on our system? I'm cool with it.
I hate the term, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I like the first Assassin's Creed. And
you're going to play Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, you know I love Ninja Gaiden, so I was all about that. And they showed they're going to put Darksiders 2 on it at launch. And that what they showed of that looked pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have to take into consideration that all the videos they showed in that are built off of, like, those were videos from other builds of the games.
They're probably just straight from the PC, I would assume.
Yeah.
But they showed a little video. They said this is what it's capable of graphically at the moment. And it was a video of a bird flying around. Like, it looked like, you know, like feudal Japan. There was one of those old buildings behind, and it was soaring through the skies. And, you know, it's definitely HD, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it can output in 1080p. I guess they haven't really had time to, like, really build anything for it, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, so. Well, they've been working on the tech, probably mostly. They're probably still working on the tech. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what games they're actually building for it?
But, you know, I fully expect this to be, you know, I mean, with the controller, the, you know, in some cases probably the definitive version of some games.
Yeah, I would think so. And yeah. It's going to have Wii backwards compatibility. I don't know if that's going to mean upscaling or
I don't. It's not going to have GameCube support.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's not a killer either.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm going to keep my Wii either way, so I'm all right with that. But yeah, it's cool it's going to go backwards compatible with Wii. I'm glad all my controllers aren't going in the garbage. I'll be able to use all my Motion Plus controllers, and I'm assuming here in the future that's all the games are going to use. It's going to be Wii Motion Plus. I don't know how many just just Wii mode games are going to make anymore. But, you know, I might be wrong. We'll have to wait and see.
I would assume that for this system, probably won't even be compatible without Wii Motion Plus.
That's what I'm thinking as well. So, I mean, that's pretty much what they showed of it. I mean, you could kind of see what the actual system looked like or what they're making it look like at the moment. In a couple videos, it was sitting underneath the TV, but they didn't really highlight what it looks like. They just highlighted
the controller. Well, and the controller is the most important part. I actually find it amusing that when I look on the internet, that people are talking about how, you know, this is, you know, the big thing to them is that this is an HD system. That's really, to me, one of the later parts that really makes this a system. You know, it happens to be HD, but the more important part is this controller.
Yeah, the interface is definitely the selling point.
Because you can get HD elsewhere. You can't get this crazy tablet-like thing that's almost like your favorite iPad.
Yeah, but better. It's everything I love about the iPad with a controller built into it, which is what the iPad's lacking.
So, yeah.
I mean, that for me, if you want to get into that a little bit, for me, the iPad is not a viable game platform. The touchscreen, it's not good. I need that tactile feel. I need a stick. I need buttons. I like the touchscreen as an enhancer to games. There are games that are built well for touchscreens, but any game where they try to just lay a directional pad on a touchscreen, I do not like.
Yeah.
It just does not feel good.
All right. Before I want to get into a session with you, I would like to point out that I don't think they mentioned it in the conference, but I'm really excited that about the Kirby game for the DS called Kirby Mass Attack, I guess.
Okay, and I didn't hear anything about this.
So. Yeah, of course you didn't, because they didn't bring it up in the conference, and they didn't seem to be talking about it much. But, you know, you can command, like, 10 Kirbys at a time, and you can, like, flick them with the touchscreen at enemies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
You somehow
awesome.
Eat fruit, and then that, like, makes more Kirbys.
Hmm, weird.
Yeah. And then also they announced that the fourth Professor Layton game is coming to the U.S.
Right.
Which I'm really excited about. Hopefully it has the RPG intact in the game after you beat it, that was made by Brownie Brown.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any of that, so.
Yeah, well, and then what else? I guess that's it. You know, those were kind of ignored. Oh! There's a game on the Wii that they announced. It's part of some series that's been out in Japan for a while now. And in the U.S. it's going to be called Fortune Street, I think. But it's basically like buying stock. It's like a board game, kind of like Monopoly, but you can like buy stocks and stuff too. And it's going to have Mario and Dragon Quest characters in it.
Oh, weird.
It's kind of like Mario Party, but not quite. And then there's also another Mario Party game. don't know why they need to do both. And on top of having Tea Party come out last year, that seems a bit weird to me.
Oh, you know what? I played Wii Party finally. I played it for like 5 minutes and I sent it back.
Yeah.
go ahead.
It's you know. I don't blame you. I think it's cool though. I had fun with it. I mean, were you playing it by yourself?
Yes.
I was playing with four total people, so.
There you go. Hear you. That probably would be more fun.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends.
There's also they finally showed in the U.S. The new Wii Kirby game, which looks awesome. There's a new trailer out for that.
I did not see that. We'll have to post that.
Man, there's more stuff on Rhythm Heaven.
Okay.
Which I think doesn't. It's. I don't think it's going to be motion controls. I think it's just going to be a button.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. There might be some motion controls in it, but there's certainly games that don't require it, from what I've read. I'm trying to think if there's any other. There's not really much in the way of Wii that got announced.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's pretty much about it. But yeah, I just want to bring up those kind of key points that I think are getting kind of drowned out by the flashiness of the Wii U.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're still, you know, a little over a year away from this thing, so. Some more Wii titles would have been nice.
Yeah, I know that. You brought that up earlier, I think, in a text message or something.
But actually wrote about it on our site.
Oh, yeah, that's where I read it. I'm actually pretty upset about that.
I am, too.
Almost mad about it.
I am, too.
The mere fact that we're not getting the new system until, I guess it's been confirmed sometime next year. There's certainly some stuff, like, I can't be more excited about Zelda.
Yeah, I'm way excited for it, but, I mean, that's not until late.
You know, at this point, the fact that there's some games that that do exist that they haven't mentioned and didn't mention at E3, I'm pretty much done considering them ever coming out here.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
You didn't?
No, that just dawned on me, and now I'm even more depressed.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been. I know there was like a round table, and that's where the whole Miyamoto was talking about Pikmin being on the new system, which I don't know why people keep thinking if he says something that it means it's actually going to happen, because he's a big idea man, but he, you know, sometimes
he's a pleaser as well. He likes to.
Yeah. But I just don't know why anybody. I haven't seen anything on any sites about them asking during the roundtable about those games, or during anything of them asking about those games. So I haven't gotten any word from Nintendo at E3 about, you know, stuff like Last Story, which I know you were really excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna have to import it.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's not going to be the same having to, like, read through walkthroughs so that you know what you're doing kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. And honestly, I might not. I might just bumble my way through it and try to figure it out, because I don't want, if I'm going to go through, because if I import, it's going to be like $80. So, I mean, I want to have a good experience with it.
And I know that, you know, for sure there's the gameplay there that is going to be intriguing, but I was kind of intrigued by the stories on some of these games. And
it's not looking good.
Not seeing it, not hearing anything on it, I'm just I'm a bit frustrated about it.
I am as well.
I just wanted to...
And I don't know who to blame. I don't know to blame Nintendo in Japan or Nintendo over here. I mean, I don't know who's pulling... I assume Japan's making the final decisions on all this stuff, but maybe not.
And they never really talk about it either.
No, they don't.
And even if they explained, like, the situation was like they would like to, but it doesn't seem, you know, economically feasible, or, you know, whatever reason it is.
Right. They don't want to translate all that story. It's not, you know, they're afraid they're not going to make their money back. I mean, I could understand that if they would at least explain it to us a little bit.
Instead of just ignoring it.
Yeah, pretending like it doesn't exist, basically. And that just bothers me, because there's, you know, these games are good. I mean, just from the videos I've watched, I know I will enjoy a good chunk of these games.
And I know that Famitsu sometimes can't be trusted, but Famitsu gave Last Story a really good review.
I thought they gave it almost a perfect score.
It was 38 out of 40.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, and it looks really good. I don't know. That game looks amazing.
Agreed. So, if I don't hear anything soon, I'm just going to have to import it, because I want to talk about it on the show.
And I know that they typically announce, you know, some Japanese stuff shortly after E3. They tend to do that, so they might talk about some more games that we won't ever get to see.
All right, so don't give up hope, but it's not looking good.
Yeah. I don't know if there was anything else you wanted to talk about E3, like third-party stuff that wasn't really at Nintendo conference?
Not really. I mean, the main focus was Wii U, and, you know, I'm really excited for it, but I'm still, like you said, I'm still a Wii fan, and I want stuff to play for the next year.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of odd, the lack of mentioning the 3DS in other people's press conferences.
I have not watched the other two.
Why? Well, even like the smaller ones, like why didn't EA talk about My Garden for the 3DS?
I don't know. They actually came out on the Nintendo conference, by the way.
It seems weird.
That whole thing was weird. What's that guy? What's the guy's name?
Moore.
No,
Moore from EA.
He spoke on the video where all the developers were excited, but it's actually his name's like Rich. His last name starts with a T. Anyway, he's the head of EA, and he came out and he just discussed how they have a partnership with Nintendo now. That was it, and he looks forward to putting Madden and Battlefield on the Wii U.
I might be wrong, but I think that it has something to do with the new Wii U's online network.
That's what I was that's what I thought originally too, Adam, that he was going to be their online partner, but it's just you know, all of our listeners will have to, if they didn't hear it, they'll have to go listen to it, because it was just kind of strange, honestly. And he kind of left with, you know, with a whimper. They're really, you know, nobody was really going crazy.
I heard that a lot of the press conference, like, they really didn't explain that the Wii U was a new system well enough, and I heard it was kind of weird overall.
It was a little strange, honestly. It had kind of a weird flow to it. I'd say older press conferences were more exciting and maybe put together a little better than this one. They got all their points across, but they overlooked a lot of stuff. And maybe even assumed that people would know certain things that they didn't, and didn't explain things well enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was it, though. The guy from EA came out, he talked about the partnership, and then, you know, it was pretty much the end of the press conference.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I guess that's pretty much it for so far. I mean, I don't know if we're going to hear some other stuff here in the next couple days or next couple months. I don't know what I'm going to play on my Wii this summer.
You're going to play... I wonder when Kirby's going to come out.
Yeah, I do as well.
Dude, okay. I'm just going to explain this to you right now before we break. It has four-player co-op. And you can play as Meta Knight, Waddle Dee, and King Dedede.
Oh, wow.
And there's a part where Kirby sucks all three of them up and shoots it. It's so overboard, and it looks great.
Do they, like, combine into, like, a big star or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sort crazy. Of. So there's I'm guessing they could probably do team moves as well by using the other characters.
Yeah, I think so. And it looks kind of like Meta Knight, you know, plays like Meta Knight sword, and it looks really cool.
So it's like new Super Kirby Brothers.
Exactly.
That actually sounds really cool, man.
Yeah, you'll have
to watch the video when we get off.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and close out the show, because we're way over.
Okay.
So why don't you tell everyone where they can find us at, Adam?
You can find us at WIIAREFANBOYS. We are fanboys.com. That's our blog. We link to the podcasts. We talk about things that are relevant and... or things that we find relevant, and sometimes less than that. But it's I don't know. Sometimes it's really flowing for me. Other times, not so much. But it's definitely the place to be. And I would love it if we could form some kind of community.
For sure. And you know, we're both trying to make a bigger effort to post. We posted a lot here in the last few days, obviously,
mm-hmm.
since everything was going on. And seems like people are starting to track with us slightly a little bit. Our hits have been up, and our podcast has moved up significantly in the search engine on iTunes. So.
Yeah, we did get a review. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Nana. Appreciate that.
Our one fan.
That's our best fan. He's awesome. Thank you, Nana.
Leave comments, talk about stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually mentioned in my last story, you know, maybe hit us up with some. I was hoping we'd get some emails before we recorded tonight. Maybe discuss some Wii U. We didn't, but. You know, that's still up in the, you know, we can always discuss it in the next, we'll probably be talking about it for the next year, of course, so.
And I'll pretty quickly respond. I'll at least try to quickly respond to anything. So if you leave a comment and ask a question or even just say something, I'll probably respond to it just so that you know we're paying attention.
Of course. Plus, you know, we want to have dialogue with people too, so.
Yeah.
It's just as much fun for us, you know, to talk about all this stuff with, you know, we like talking with each other, but we'd like to get more people involved. So, hit us up, review us, leave a comment, leave a review, subscribe to the show.
Leave us cookies and milk.
Yeah, I'm down with that, too.
Yeah.
And I guess everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week.